As catastrophic wildfires have become more common in the West, they've also become more expensive. And that has forced the Forest Service to raid money set aside for fire prevention. Now, officials think they'll soon end what's known as fire borrowing. Frankie Barnhill has more.
Idaho Senator Mike Crapo stood next to Oregon Senator Ron Wyden at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise Wednesday, smiling as he summed up their bipartisan and multi-year effort to change wildfire funding.
Those that pay any attention at all to what's going on in Congress know that there's a lot of partisanship, and it's difficult to get things through. This made it through.
Wyden put it this way.
With the passage of our bill, no longer will fire prevention get short shrift in the West. Period. Exclamation point.
The money won't fully kick in until 2020, with $2 billion set aside each year. Last year, forest fire suppression costs exceeded $2 billion. But Acting Forest Service Chief Vicki Christensen says costs will go down as preventative measures like prescribed burning and logging are ramped up.
I'm confident that this additional funds for the few fires that are considered disaster will be sufficient.
The Fire Center predicts an above-normal chance for a significant fire season across the West, including in southern Idaho. Frankie Barnhill, Boise State Public Radio News.